Section 23, Controlling a Stage in 4 Slides. Section 23, Lesson 178. By P2A standards, the manual's Controlling a Stage chapter is longer than many. Click. And one consolidating and repeating much we have already covered. Treat this as mostly revision and summary and perhaps a little embellishment of new detail. Prince and Agile fit together nicely because Prince has always been about the interface to technical work and about pre-agreed time limits. A stage is a time box for authority and resource allocation. Chapter 19's big messages are first, stages and the project manager's constrained authority to execute, while within tolerance, are the core of managing by exception. Managing by exception is the foundation stone of freedom's empowerment and the culture that allows agile development teams to organize themselves. It's not possible to overemphasize the importance P2A attaches to this idea of management by exception and empowered self-organizing teams. Big message number two, the project manager is responsible for a stage's delivery. Big message number three, a stage may oversee multiple teams, so we may choose to use Scrum of Scrums for technical information flows within an increment. Scrum of Scrums help coordination for delivery to deadlines. If there are multiple teams, then it is likely a product manager oversees the product owners within each team. Scrum of Scrums coexist with the controls provided by Prince through the activities of controlling a stage. P2A tells us the project manager may exercise control in part through facilitating the Scrum of Scrums or entirely separately. Stages are a business and management boundary that can be entirely unconnected to technical boundaries like releases. Of course, it makes a lot of sense to tie investment decision making to points in the product's journey to maturity, but the two are separate cycles and concepts. And lastly, the stage structure, particularly the use of managing a stage boundary, encapsulates the sequence of sprint retrospectives to ask the glad, sad, mad questions at the end of a period of activity, which is then followed by the planning meeting, either at the sprint or release level, that prepares for the next period of activity. Okay, let's go and fill that detail in. Section 23. Lesson 179. The P2A manual says, quote, the nearest equivalent to a stage in Agile is a high-level time box. The quotable distinction is that Agile time boxes target delivery of a result, product or feature. Prince stages encompass a period of authorization. The high-level Agile time box contains lower-level time boxes that may be called release, iteration or increment, and may themselves contain time boxes which are sprints. Time boxes will run in parallel if we have more than one team, but not necessarily to the same duration or the same start and finish dates. When more than one team is involved, there is likely to be a need to coordinate between teams. This may be done with a Scrum of Scrums meeting. Paragraph 19.2 tells us that Scrum Masters meet in a Scrum of Scrums to air project-level concerns and move information between teams. The definitive guide in Appendix H omits mention of Scrum of Scrums altogether, and nor does the rest of the P2A manual describe Scrum of Scrums further. Sync. P2A says that Scrum of Scrums is a good communications and coordination tool, but is not a control mechanism. That still needs project management. So a stage is a time box set by management based on business and marketplace needs. Duration is proposed by stage boundaries and agreed in Authorizer Stage or Exception Plan 13.4.3 in normal prints in their discussions and perhaps also Authorize Initiation 13.4.1. A stage is likely to be made up of one or more releases containing one or more sprints. A sprint is a time box. Perhaps sprint durations are documented in the project brief A19, so they would be decided in Select the Project Approach and Assemble the Project Brief, which is standard Prince Activity 12.4.5. Even if they are in the project brief, they could be subject to later amendments. Releases and sprints are often engineered to fit business needs for stage-based assessment. Somewhere that I can't now track down the paragraph number of in the official manual, it says, define the stages and then the releases. Section 23, Lesson 180. We know the quote that the interface between CS and MP is the glue that binds P2A together. The reality is a lot happens via the daily stand-up, which in Prince terms is the checkpoint meeting rather than the checkpoint report. Recall, Prince 2 says the team holds a meeting, the checkpoint, and from that a report goes to the project manager, the A3 checkpoint report. Sync. In every process in the P2A manual, we are provided with a bridge between Prince and Agile terminology for that process. Course-wise, check out the revision aids. We see that products are now called artifacts. Artifacts or management products are the backlogs, burn charts, shippable product, impediments and information radiators. They map to stage and team plans, work packages, status reports and records such as daily log, risk register and issue report and configuration item records. We can also see that events are planning meetings and reviews and product demonstrations at sprint and release level. I'll show you all the standard Prince 2 ones in a few slides time. Sync. Work assignments, or the authorize a work package to accept a work package, 15.4.1 to 16.4.1 interface, runs planning, scheduling and estimating as collaborative, perhaps workshop-based team activities, so that we foster the richest possible communications, help identify sensible tolerances or constraints, so we can signal exceptions and encourage the team to own its work. A work package, A26, may contain several time boxes, each delivering a feature or product as identified in the product breakdown structure. Each creates something capable of deployment, even if not deployed. Within each time box, the team members take the next waiting piece of work from the backlog, according to the customer subject matter expert's prioritization, rather than as a result of some upfront pre-assignment. The mechanism may be via the Kanban board, indicating upstream capacity is coming free. Remember my washer-up example earlier? Team members use the daily stand-up to coordinate their activity and raise issues, but the stand-up is not a reporting mechanism. Reporting during the sprint or release is via the team's information radiator, and at the end is via the reviews or the optional product demonstration and via the retrospectives. Monitoring and forecasting are empirically based, and burn charts are more likely than Gantt charts. The focus is flexing scope and targeting quality attributes that are realistic within other constraints. What is to be delivered may be held in a backlog at project stage, release or sprint level. Sync. The daily stand-up should escalate issues swiftly. Issues might also be called impediments or smells or blockers. We also identify and respond to risks. Reviews and retrospectives also consider risk and issue, their responses and their statuses. Stand-ups and reviews might focus more on product risk and retrospective on risk relating to the organisation's ability to adapt to agile working, which is always the agilometer's focus. The degree of risk should inform how agile is applied, as suggested by the analysis used whenever the agilometer is updated. Then we reconsider both the risks and how we're going to respond to them. Section 23, Lesson 181. The definitive guide to Scrum, reproduced in Appendix H, defines a 3-hour time box for the retrospective of a 1-month sprint, while the P2A manual suggests a whole day for the retrospective of a 6-month project. The major thought here is that the purpose of the retrospective is to feed into the next planning meeting. Retrospectives are particularly hard to hold. The psychology and sociology is complex, and they only work where the culture is healthy, where no blame has real meaning. Even here, it takes effort to ensure that the third, fourth or fifth retrospective is covering good territory. The P2A manual warns that it is necessary to change the format and or the focus to keep them worthwhile, and the use of all techniques for workshops, which we will cover all the workshop techniques like independent facilitators under the heading of rich communications. Recall long ago, lesson 16 in subsection 2, we noted retrospectives should have wide participation. When running retrospectives for real, there are plenty of blog posts and other internet resources out there for you to consult that focus on how to keep retrospectives the constructive, personality-free and productive events that they should be. Constructive, productive and egoless are certainly all challenges. Sync. A retrospective looks for improvements to working practices from the people and processes, facts and feelings viewpoints. We are at the 80% point. Perhaps you should take a retrospective. Perhaps you have questions. Don't forget the exam preparation is instructor supported. P2A@logicalmodel.net. Mail me with your questions and a note of your exam registration code if you have now set the date. A date helps you focus. If you have not yet set a date, note that some proctored time slots get booked up quicker than others. So if you want to take the exam at 4 hours notice, while it is within the published service levels, you're most likely to have a slot at an unattractive time. Man, that might suit you. To book a time and a proctor, visit www.logicalmodel.net/prints2exams and follow the link. You book your exam with a voucher. The voucher allows you to reserve your exam session on our Examining Institute's exam system. From there, they will send exam sitting instructions. Note the stipulation for the exam setup. Quiet working space with no cheap materials visible. A movable webcam so you can show a 360-degree view. I'm told some even want you to show under the table and up to the ceiling. You also need a microphone and speakers, but not a headset. This is Axlos's rules, apparently. Your webcam probably contains a microphone. Preparing for the exam involves downloading the session monitor that ensures your PC or laptop is dedicated to the exam while you're running the exam. It might need you to stop other things like virus software. There is provision in the timings and the Examining Institute's instructions covering all of this. Just make sure you read them. Odd as it may sound for an expensive mistake, there have been those who have got all the way to the exam session and have overlooked some of the instructions. Since exams may be stressful, a late discovery of something material is upsetting. Note, the proctor will expect you to show some form of photo ID, like a passport or driving license. They will also want to check that the printed manual is free of unapproved additions, if you're using that too. Section 23, Lesson 182. Well, let's see if this is the shortest lecture of all. I think we can safely say we've covered everything in these headings several times. Sync. I must make the point that it's not just development team working that is visual, empirical, etc., but also the project manager's work and the project board's involvement too. Section 23, Lesson 183. Here, in condensed and pictorial form, is what Prince 2 says about the CSMP interface. I'll preface it with an observation. When taken individually, nothing in project management is complex, but there is a lot of it and all the bits interoperate. The result is complex in total. Sync. This diagram is the interface between controlling a stage and managing product delivery as taken from our Prince 2 Foundation and Practitioner course. So it uses Prince 2 vocabulary. In the revision aids, I've given you a P2A mapping for all the Agile terms. Assuming you're already Prince 2 qualified, I leave you to study the details as a refresher of your Prince practitioner skills. If you're not, and so want greater support, let me know. In my diagrams, the colour key is grey for business and benefits thinking, or concerns for outcomes. Blue is products and outputs and management activity to provide control. And red is technical work to develop products. while yellow is the heart of quality required in both contexts. The light green are the information sets required to conduct the development and the management procedures. Artifacts or information sets and events or activity subtasks all have the vanilla Prince 2 names as given here and the P2A Agile names as in the revision aid. The information sets and the activity subtasks as given here are exhaustive and a reliable representation of the standard Prince 2 manual. The whole of Prince 2 is represented like this in our Prince 2 Foundation and Practitioner exam course and our Prince 2 Job Aids and Revision Aids. Perhaps you're not Prince 2 familiar. If so, this model might be too terse without narration. Let me know and I'll provide details. The animated version from our Prince 2 Foundation and Practitioner exam preparation materials, the revision aid referred to above, is on our website. Visit www.logicalmodel.net/Prince2Exams2 and follow the link to revision aid and job aid. Within the job aid, to go straight to the right place for this slide, use the search box on the right below the outline tab and search for CS to MP. And 2 is the spelt out version, T-O. Section 23, Lesson 184, Exam Question Analysis. Standard process, read and, or pause and read. Welcome back from reading this slightly more wordy question. The STEM tells us we have planned a retrospective and maybe, according to the Rich Communications chapter, we have done it well. We've got an independent facilitator, 2 hours allowed, etc. The core of good workshop practice will be explained when we get to section 27. So, pause and read the chief examiner's opinions. Sync. Is this welcome back again? A says this is good because we have a facilitator. Having a facilitator is good, so that's true. But is it best? Best is what we're asked for. B tells us why we hold the retrospective, so it may satisfy the STEM's how well better than A. C is wrong. Retrospectives invite a wide audience. D is wrong. Reviews consider products. Retrospectives consider process. So the choice is A better than B or B better than A? The chief examiner thinks B is better. I think it is welcome that two answers are clearly inappropriate. I sympathise if you think the question would have been better after section 29, but it is focused on retrospectives, which is the topic just covered, and gives us a clue to the A versus B issue. If the question had been about communications, A may have been a better answer, but the question is about controlling a stage and its use of retrospectives. So the answer, we focus on understanding behaviour, trumps, we prepare and use a facilitator. I'd like the distinction to be clearer, but that's why this exam is tough. Our next topic is stage boundaries. It's a long time since I last challenged you to consider if you were consolidating what we cover or rushing headlong towards the exam and the end. So that is, I'm suggesting that you do your own stage boundary activity and look back before moving forwards. A first pass rush and a second pass where exam questions show weaknesses is also a great approach. A slow single pass with frequent lookbacks over recent territory is another good approach. But you do need to consider what the best approach for yourself is. This is the end of Section 23's podcast on how controlling a stage interfaces to agile teams. Next, Section 24 explains end of stage isn't a big deal and is perhaps more benefits focus than we might otherwise have been used to. We have 3 lessons and a back at work skill builder case study.